In Oregon, the new year brings a new ability for gas stations in some parts of the state to offer self-service. That's something that's been mostly banned there since 1951. And it leaves New Jersey as the only state with a complete ban on pump-it-yourself gas. Chris Lehman reports.
Here at the Heights Fuel Stop in Hood River, there are new signs telling drivers they can get out of their cars and pump their own gas, if they want.
All right, thank you so much. You have a good day.
But station attendant Mark Azur says most people aren't taking up the offer.
About 85% of the people still want their gas pumped.
For Mary Brenneman, the self-serve option was a surprise. She gave it a try, but...
To be perfectly honest, I'm not thrilled about it. You know, it's cold. I'd rather have somebody else pump my gas, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
A new law took effect January 1st. It only allows self-serve in rural counties, defined as those with a population of less than 40,000 people. That's about half the state, but it means people in Portland or drivers on the heavily traveled Interstate 5 freeway won't see any change. When Oregon and New Jersey lawmakers banned self-serve some 70 years ago, they cited safety. Gasoline is flammable, after all. But when the new Oregon law to ease the self-serve ban passed, safety was also a concern. It turns out gas stations in smaller communities have a hard time employing attendants 24 hours a day, leaving people there with no way to fuel up in an emergency. Supporters say allowing self-serve means fewer stranded travelers. For lifelong Oregonians, it marks a significant change to what they're used to. Maddie Back says filling her own tank was a learning experience.
So I pulled up to the thing and I was ready to hand him my card and tell him how much I needed. And he was like, yeah, so it's self-serve. And I was like, what does that mean? I did not know how to do it. He was like, my job is to teach you how to do it. And I was really awkward about it. But I mean, it's not hard to learn. It was just really weird. That's all.
Not all Oregonians find the idea of pumping their own gas a novelty. Jeff Polk moved to Hood River from Michigan 4 years ago.
It's one of those things that if somebody wants to pump their own gas, they should be able to pump their own gas.
Polk says he read with amusement some national news stories mocking Oregonians who seemed scared at the idea of having to fill up their tanks themselves.
And I had a bunch of buddies text me also, you know, ha ha ha, you got to pump your own gas now, how are you going to, you know, get by and stuff like that.
Polk says his response, he's saving up for an electric car, so he won't have to worry about it much longer. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman.